Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Catholic Singles. Every day, hundreds of Catholic singles join CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love. Breadbox Media listeners get 20% off by using the promo code BREADBOX when they register. Come be our next success story at CatholicSingles.com. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Good morning, Philip.
Good morning, Ricardo.
How are you?
I'm good. I want to talk about an image that I'm looking at.
And what image are you looking at?
I'm looking at you. A really spectacular, looks like a pencil drawing or a black and white drawing of you. Didn't you mention this a few weeks ago?
I had it on Facebook. I think I mentioned it.
I think we talked about it.
A parishioner that came to the trip to Bolivia where we blessed the chapel in August. It's myself holding a sheep. You and the producer are trying to teach me to pronounce sheep.
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 Yes.
Sheep. So I'm holding a sheep.
All right.
And it was a picture. So from that picture, she drew this. It's beautiful. One very funny thing is that she did a first one. And she brought it to me and I said, can you make me thinner?
Right, right.
And it was a joke. I mean, I wasn't really meaning it, but she did. She did a second one and she even framed it. So it's beautiful.
It looks really good. That's a good image of you as a pastor. That's...
And I'm in Bolivia, in the Andes. Mountains are my preferred environment.
Yeah.
And holding an animal. So I was happy. You
looks
can
good.
Tell. It's on my Facebook if somebody wants to look at it.
They could look at it there.
Yeah.
Well, good. How about we get into the gospel?
Yeah, why don't we go to more serious things?
This is going to be the seventh Sunday in Ordinary Time coming up. And I'll read the gospel. Where will I read from?
You're reading from Matthew chapter 5, 38 to 48.
Jesus said to his disciples, you have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil. When someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn the other one as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand over your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go for 2 miles. Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on one who wants to borrow. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect. Very much a continuation of last week's.
And a great gospel. Think about it.
Yeah.
Anybody who would listen to this and would apply it, life would be better for everyone.
Right.
One first thing I would say is that, and you've studied canon law also, it's one of the, at the beginning of the school of your studies. Here it's a principle of law. I mean, Jesus is saying,
an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.
It's revolutionary. An eye for an eye was already a modern understanding of law, because you could say, and I could take your eyes and the eyes of your whole family, an eye for an eye was already kind of a revolution. And then Jesus goes even further than that. It's a very modern thinking. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And when it says love your enemy, that's probably the most revolutionary teaching of Jesus Christ, because many of the things that Jesus says, if you talk to a Jew, they would tell you, well, that's part of our tradition. I mean, to give to the poor, to give to the... All these things. But when he says, love your enemy, probably that's the most original thought that Jesus ever conveyed.
And the most challenging, of course, without a doubt. You know, there's a lot of things we can cooperate with Jesus on, but I think this is one of the most difficult for all of us to do. But this is very much so about a way of living life such that you're not looking to get something out of it. You know,
true.
You're willing to really give yourself, and even to give yourself in suffering, to say, I may suffer injustice because life really is about something and somebody else. And not just me, but don't look to get something out of life. I see that as part of what Jesus is communicating here as well.
But what you get out of life is so very good practical advice. Because one of the things that Jesus would tell you is love the enemy, because you will disarm the enemy also. You know what I mean? It's super interesting practical advice. So you have a problem with someone. That person is expecting you to be aggressive towards the other, towards him or herself. And you don't. The person gets disarmed. It's even good practical advice, you know?
Exactly. The importance of our bodies as well, I see here as well. You know,
how again, do you see that?
Yeah, you see it in all of the Sermon on the Mount, in Jesus' acknowledgement that we're living in a concrete reality with other people, with people who like us and dislike us, and just a really honest acknowledgement of that. That might seem kind of obvious to us, but you know, in other religious traditions, both before Jesus and outside of Jesus, sometimes there's been, and in some of the heresies of early Christianity, an overly powerful focus on maybe just the spiritual. Saying, oh, we need to escape from all of this. And Jesus really says, no, enter into the world, and this is how you're to live. And again, it might seem obvious to us, but that really is revolutionary for Jesus, and a revolutionary way of looking at the world for Christians, I feel, the importance of our bodies. That last line is just so challenging, though. Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Yes, we strive for perfection, or striving for holiness. This is about holiness. But we've got to remember, we start from where we are, as we say very often. Start from where you are, and you start imperfectly. And you're going to live this out imperfectly. And so there's just those particular words always challenge me. How do I begin, do it imperfectly, but also strive for that perfection, which I really only will truly get once we're in heaven, face to face with God.
So in modern psychology, we say you don't strive for perfection, you strive for excellence. I believe that's what I've been reading about lately. Mm-hmm. You do your best. A perfectionist is a narcissistic problem, and it makes it very difficult for the rest of us to work with perfectionist people. Plus, you are deceiving yourself.
Right.
But I think perfection means, in terms of salvation, I think that's what Jesus means here.
Well, right. And
perfection in purpose, you know, I can, in my actions may be imperfect, my purpose may be perfect, you know what I mean?
Right.
How then my actions, my thoughts translate into actions, that's when imperfection may happen. But I want to be saved. I want to be good to others. I want to follow Jesus Christ. I think there is a perfection of intention that I think that's what Jesus maybe is talking about. Do you agree?
I agree.
What else?
You know, we're looking forward now to Ash Wednesday. This is the last Sunday of in this stretch of ordinary time. Lent will begin on Ash Wednesday, next Wednesday, then the Lenten season, Easter season, and then ordinary time when we get into summer. So go to Mass next Wednesday. It's not a holy day of obligation for Catholics, but it's a great day to go to Mass. We all are in need of that fresh start. Tuesday then is sometimes Mardi Gras or Fat Tuesday, different ways to say it. I think the Spanish take that really seriously.
Well, it was the last day that you could eat sweets, for instance, because what we would take very seriously would be the penance of Lent. So people would avoid dessert, chocolates, sweet things. So it was a day for eating, like other traditions do. What is very funny is that I think I told you recently, I have 7 nephews and nieces, but the youngest ones, the smaller ones, her mom was publishing something on Facebook that they were dressed with costumes for Halloween. And I was very surprised, because when I was growing up, this was the day, Carnestoltas, which means, carn means... Carnestoltas is Mardi Gras, and that's the day that you would use costumes. As a as a way to joke about the seriousness. So the last opportunity to enjoy before the seriousness of Lent.
Right, right.
So you see, you Americans are conquering the world and even the most established cultural practices get overridden.
Oh, that's funny. Anyway, just a great season. And I think this gospel is a nice lead into that as well. The season should be one of striving for more greater perfection and mm-hmm. holiness. Use it season well as we look forward. And we're going to come back for our podcast next week, and it will be Ash Wednesday, so we'll be in the season.
Yeah, I mean, at least a perfection in intention.
Right.
But at least we are perfect in, or we try to be perfect in terms of intention, I think.
Right. So begin that by returning to Mass. So go into Mass this Sunday. You can find times on your local parish's website, of course, archmill.org for southeastern Wisconsin, or masstimes.org if you're outside the area or your diocesan website. So how can people help the podcast?
They could help by telling a friend or someone they know about the podcast, that we exist, and maybe somebody needs to listen to this, or maybe people who've been away, they can find a way to the podcast as a something that may help them to come back.
Right. Well, let's continue with our day and come together next week.
That's great.
All right. Take care.
Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by... A few minutes each day can change your life during Lent. Ave Maria Press offers booklets for daily devotion, reflection, and more from such best-selling authors as Gary Zemak, Greg Kandra, Father Michael White, and Tom Corcoran, and so many more. Looking for Stations of the Cross booklets or books that are perfect for small groups? We have those too. Head over to AveMariaPress.com and use code LENT20 to get 20% off your order today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees, available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Breadbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.